then bring him on. Doctor, am I saying your name correctly? Thierfelder, is that right?
Yeah, that's great. You can just call me Bill if you like.
All right, Bill. Well, we appreciate you taking out the time for us now. You are the president of Belmont Abbey College. I've already had to go through and explain that we're not talking about the Belmont in Nashville. This is the Belmont Abbey right around the Charlotte area. Carolina fans will be familiar. We have played Belmont Abbey a lot in the preseason. Tell us, what are your thoughts right now on how March Madness is shaping up? Because you think you've figured out the theory on what makes these teams win during March Madness?
Well, I'd start off by saying the reason they play the games is because of what's happening right now. And I'd say this is actually one of the most exciting, March Madnesses we've had in a while. And I think part of it is what makes play fun is when you don't know the outcome. And so many of these teams now, there's a certain parity that you just can't figure out almost who's going to come out on top because there's so many things that go into how somebody's going to win. You know, some teams have incredible stars on their teams. Other teams, the five that are on the court, are just playing incredibly well together. So it's part of the fun about what's going on, but there are certain things that people are doing to win.
All right, and one of the biggest things I have, noticed, and I'm guessing any, real college basketball fan can figure this out, is that you can pretty much trump a talent-laden team, like we saw yesterday with Duke, with a core group of guys who have a lot of talent, maybe not that top-tier talent, but have a lot of talent, play together, have experience, as that Mercer team did, a very senior-laden ball club. I mean, to me, that seems to be the ongoing theme with all of these upsets. You have, and what our program director here and voice of the UNC Asheville Bulldogs, Brian Hall, likes to say is that, when you get to the lower levels where these guys are sticking around in college, this is truly college basketball. This is what you get to see with teams being able to build themselves into somewhat of a powerhouse.
Yeah, I agree with you. One of the things that I've often said to people is, imagine on any one team, if I told you there was one guy who was going to just be incredible. I mean, he's going to shoot, he's going to rebound, he has ball control, has everything that you could want, and does it at an extraordinary level, what would that do to your team? And almost everybody says, well, of course, that would give us a great advantage in playing. But imagine if each person on that team came out and the whole 100% they had to give came out at that given time. That's really unstoppable. So another team could have, two guys that are truly, just incredible superstars. But if you get five people to come out that are actually getting the 100% to come out, they are almost unbeatable. So really, that's the whole, beauty of a team sport is that, it's not just coming down to one individual like an Olympic Games or something, go and perform well. This is a matter, can you get five people on the court at any given time? And the question is, how much of that 100% on each one of those individuals comes out? And as you said, when you have a bunch of seniors playing together, they have a certain rhythm and groove that they've been playing with each other for a while. And as you said, when they don't go on to the NBA early, it really makes a big difference.
Now, I'm going to guess that as an educator, you would be against this, I guess, what people are calling it, the new Calipari theory of basketball, where you get all these one-and-done guys just to win basketball games. I'm going to guess that you would be against doing that.
Well, I think you get into a much deeper topic, which is, should college sports be professional sports? And you look at the amount of money that's being generated by basketball alone, and you could seriously ask the question, what's its place in college athletics? Is it really professional athletics? I personally think that sport is a means for developing virtue. I mean, it has the potential to bring the best out of people, but it has to be done the right way. And to your point, if it's done with the mindset that this is a business and all that counts in the end is that we win the games and it really doesn't matter how we get there to do it, to me, that sort of leaves the whole realm of play and what sport was intended to be. Sport done the right way, I think, should be done the right way. You should be, having coaches that are teachers and mentors first that know how to develop talent and bring people along. Sure, you can take the shortcut and say, hey, I'm just going to find the most talented person I can. They're in here for 1 year, and I'll go find another one next year. I don't know. I don't get the same enjoyment out of that.
All right, we are talking with Dr. Bill Thierfelder. He is the president of Belmont Abbey College. Want to take a quick break here. Dr. Bill, can you hang on with us?
Sure.
All right. You are in the Sports Tank on News Radio 570 WWNC. More with Dr. Thierfielder up next.
Okay, Larry, what's this prestige Subaru spot about?
Flower power.
Like, are you going to San Francisco?
Like, are you going to Subieville?
Wherever the road leads, dude.
This one leads to prestige, where it's the Subaru Love Spring event, now through March 31st. Spring means new beginnings, warmer temperatures, and mountain adventures.
Spring means buds.
Pipe down, Spicoli. Check out our large inventory of flower hauling, mountain bike toting, dogs are riding Subarus at Prestige, Tunnel Road, Nashville, or online at PrestigeSubaru.com.
You know you can eat spring rolls any time of the year?
Is that your spring awakening?
Yeah.
iHeartRadio puts the spotlight on the Lumineers. The Lumineers got their start in Ramsey, New Jersey, when in 2002, Jeremiah Frades lost his older brother Josh to a drug overdose. In 2005, Frades and his brother's best friend, Wesley Schultz, who had both played in bands in high school, channeled their grief into music, writing together, and playing gigs around New York City. From 2008 to 2009, Jay Van Dyke joined them on drums and backup vocals, and the group moved to Brooklyn. After the move, Schultz was working three jobs to make ends meet, and the band saw only limited success in New York's cutthroat music scene. Tired of the high cost of living and their stalled music career, Schultz and Frades left the Big Apple for Denver in 2009. Once they moved, they met cellist Neela Pekarik through a Craigslist ad. They soon started writing songs together and performing around the Denver area. The Lumineers recorded several songs in Frades' attic and released their demo EP in 2009. They continued playing local gigs, and by 2011, they toured the country, playing smaller venues to build their fan base, and released a self-titled EP. In early 2011, they posted a YouTube video of themselves playing Ho Hey. The video attracted attention from the music industry, and the Lumineers landed a management deal. Later that year, Ho Hey was used in the mid-season finale of Heart of Dixie. It later became the highest-charting independent label single in the history of the U.S. charts. The Lumineers passed up major labels to sign with an independent label who released their self-titled debut in April 2012. They grew in popularity as they toured throughout the year, and the album eventually hit number 2 on the Billboard chart. The Lumineers added pianist Stealth Yulvang and Benoit Hamaki on bass as full-time members in 2012. The band released the EP Winter in late 2012 and received nominations for Best New Artist and Best Americana Album at the 2013 Grammys. The Lumineers headlined dozens of sold-out shows in the U.S., the U.K., Europe, and in Australia in 2013, with many performances moved to larger venues. All things Lumineers. Info, music, and more are on iHeartRadio. Keyword, Lumineers.
Radio 570 WWNC, you are in the Sports Tank, and joining us on the program, Dr. Bill Thierfielder, president of Belmont Abbey College down in the Charlotte area. Now, some people may be thinking, okay, now what does the president of Belmont Abbey have to contribute to this conversation? Well, Dr. Thierfielder is also a former Division I coach, also a national champion in track and field, and also a two-time All-American, unfortunately, from the University of Maryland. We'll have to forgive you for that one.
I'm satisfied myself. I live in North Carolina now. I'm a North Carolinian.
There you go. All right. Now, you also have a book called Less Than a Minute to Go. Tell us about the book and what your goal is to spread the word here.
Well, really, the basis of the book, and Mike Krzyzewski was very kind. He wrote the foreword to the book. But the whole point of the book was really to show that you can develop virtue and still be a world-class athlete. In other words, there's not a choice to be made that either you're going to be, you know, the best athlete in the world or you're going to be a good person. It's possible to be both. And that's really what sport, I think, has the opportunity to do. And what I try to lay out in the book is, you know, the psychological things at the beginning of the book that seem to negatively affect people the most, that prevent them performing at their highest. The middle of the book is about making peak performance a common occurrence. In other words, there's real things you can do to get your best performance to come out on a regular basis. So, for example, attention to detail. The more detail you become absorbed in something, the better you're going to perform. So, for example, you're shooting a foul shot. At that moment, you have 100% to give. Seeing the details on the rim. I mean, I've got that detail, not an orange blurry thing, but seeing the details on the rim and feeling your body move, that is the best you can possibly do. And then the last part of the book is really about the deeper stuff. It's about sacrifice, about what is your purpose. In other words, why are you going to be able to sacrifice and take on what needs to be done in order to perform at the highest possible level?
Now, in the terms of the tournament that we're watching right now in college basketball, do you see any of the teams that are somewhat, you know, I guess at their peak performance, as you call it?
Yeah, you do. And what's exciting about this tournament is that it's a one and done. So everybody coming into it, it doesn't matter what your record is, it doesn't matter what your reputation is. You've got to do it in this particular game. And again, given some of the parity and the quality of the athletes that are out there, you look at what happened with Stephen Austin. And it brings up a point. You know, Stephen Austin, maybe everybody, if they're not following it, doesn't know. I mean, they had a real upset over VCU. And it was done in a dramatic way. In other words, they were losing with 5 seconds to go, and Desmond Haymans hits really a four-point play. So he hits a three-pointer, gets fouled, hits the foul shot, and actually ties the game, and then they go on to win in overtime. So
total freak play.
They get a dramatic win. I mean, it's exciting, and it's amazing to see. But what it brings out is the importance. And this is true of everybody, by the way, not just in the March Madness. It's about our own lives. Mm-hmm. Every moment counts. Everything that you're doing really does count. And so sometimes, the beginning of the game, you're thinking, well, it's just the beginning of the game, and maybe you give up a couple of, three-pointers to somebody, and maybe you could have covered them a little more tightly. Maybe you could have, prevented one or two of those from happening. These games are coming down very often to 1 and 2 points. In overtime, it's coming down to 1 or 2 points. So it's the details that count, and sometimes we're not trained to perform that way. Look at the NBA, for example. Like, this game's actually, it's really only played in the last 5 minutes. It's where you really start to see the effort and the intensity come out. Some of that has to do with the schedule. You only can, I guess, play at such a high level for so many games. But that is one of the excitements about, the March Madness, is that any given game, somebody can win, and it's really about playing the entire game. You can't take off, 1 second in one of these games.
Now, do you have any predictions for who or how far you think some of these teams can go?
Well, like everybody else, first of all, I think a lot of people, as soon as that Mercer beat Duke, I think that ruined a lot of people's, projections, in terms of where they thought things were going. I mean, Wichita still looks really incredible. I guess anything can happen, as I'm saying to you, but boy, mm-hmm. they look like they're going to go all the way on their side of the bracket. The other side, I don't know. I mean, Florida is outstanding, but there's a few teams over there that you wonder, can they sort of come out of nowhere? Can a Michigan State, really take this all the way? Syracuse has had an up and down season, really seems to have fallen apart at different times. Again, there's a talent there that you wonder, hey, are they gonna do something with Florida? But in the end, if you said to me, what are you gonna pick today? I'd say it's probably gonna be Florida and Wichita.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, and the way they played the other day, I mean, Pittsburgh even looked like a national champion caliber team the way they were playing. So I love this time of year, and it's great to have a different type of insight as to what makes March Madness winners. We appreciate you providing that for us today.
Well, thanks so much for having me on the show. I greatly appreciate it.
Not a problem. Dr. Bill Thierfelder, again, the president of Belmont Abbey College down in the Charlotte area. The book, if you want to check it out, is called Less Than a Minute to Go, and the website, www.lessthanaminutetogo, all spelled out, no abbreviations, anything, lessthanaminutetogo.com. And again, the foreword is by Coach Mike Krzyzewski, so definitely want to check that out. You're in the Sports Tank, News Radio 570, WWNC. More March Madness coverage coming up.